Blog Talk Radio.
Good day, it's Dr. Scott. What your doctor won't tell you about your migraines and headaches. Our third season winding down, our theme for the third season, how to get long-lasting relief from your migraines, headaches, and pain, despite your doctor's recommendations. Today's episode, one of the most critical of our third season, and not only that, probably one of the most critical episodes in our first three seasons combined. Today's message is very, very simple, yet today's message can be very profound. So I definitely want you to listen very closely today. Take very close mental notes. We've talked over the past few weeks about why it is so difficult to get a true diagnosis, to actually pinpoint with certainty what's going on inside of your body that's resulting in your symptoms, rather than just having your doctor regurgitate your symptoms right back at you and then trying something out and hoping it helps your symptoms temporarily. Let's not play that game anymore. Let's not play the try it out and hope it works game. What your doctor may have been telling you could be a lie. And let me define this. What do I mean when I say what you've been told may be a lie? Well, first of all, let me kind of recap something that we've talked about in the last couple of weeks and something that we've talked about over the past couple of years. There are two questions that you must ask your doctor or healthcare provider and get a sufficient answer. If you do not ask these two questions and get a satisfactory answer, chances of you getting long-lasting relief are slim. You know, we say it each and every week, if you don't know what's causing your headaches, if you don't know what's causing your pain, if you don't know what's causing your migraines to continue, it really doesn't matter what kind of treatment you try. Chances are you're not going to get any long-lasting relief and live headache-free, healthy, and happy. You must know what the real cause of your problem is. Next, once you get a satisfactory answer to these questions, you have to apply the common sense rule. You know, I've got to say this, common sense and logic have been missing from our so-called healthcare system forever, especially in the United States. You know, next week in our episode, we're going to be talking about common sense, the simple key to achieving long-lasting relief. Common sense, what a simple concept, using common sense. However, the sad thing is, not only is your doctor lacking common sense when it comes to making recommendations for your health, but we're lacking common sense. I don't want you to be someone that lacks common sense, and then the decisions you make, rather than being helpful, could actually turn out to be more harmful. So let me recap. Those of you that haven't taken notes and made note of the two absolutely critical questions you must ask your doctor, please do so now. These are the foundational questions that set the stage for your health and well-being, not only today, but in the years to come. Question number one, doctor, do you know with 100% certainty what's going on inside of my body that's causing me to feel these symptoms? Let me say it again. Doctor, do you know with 100% certainty what's going on inside of my body that's resulting in my migraines, that's resulting in my headaches, that's resulting in my ongoing pain? Do you know, doctor, with certainty what's going on in my body? And question number two, if you, along with your doctor or doctors, are completely and 100% certain that you know what's going on inside of your body that's causing these symptoms, the second question then becomes, doctor, is the treatment you're recommending really addressing the true cause of my symptoms, or is this just a temporary cover-up? Doctor, is the treatment you're giving me really addressing the true cause of my symptoms, or is this just a temporary cover-up? If you don't ask these two questions, and secondly, if you don't receive an answer that's satisfactory to you, the chances of achieving any long-lasting relief plummet. They become slim. Sure, if you wanted to try something out, you can go just about anywhere. It doesn't matter if you see your family doctor, if you see a headache specialist, if you see a physical therapist, if you see a chiropractor, if you see an acupuncturist, if you see a pain management, it just doesn't matter if you're trying to fix the true cause of the problem. But if you're looking to try something out and hope it works, you can find that just about anywhere, can't you? So stop being someone that keeps trying things out, hoping you're going to run across the solution that lasts for you. It's a gamble. Don't let people, don't let doctors, don't let therapists gamble with your health. Find what the real, true cause of your headaches, migraines, or pain really is, and then make sure that the treatment or combination of treatments that you're receiving is addressing that cause of the problem once and for all. It's as simple as that. There is no magic. You've heard me say before, if you're waiting around until research discovers the magical miracle migraine treatment pill, the migraine cure pill, the headache cure pill, the pain cure, it doesn't exist, and it never will. Understand something. You are having migraines for a reason. You are having headaches for a reason. You are having pain for a reason. Stop ignoring it. And by the way, don't be afraid to tell your doctor, stop ignoring the cause of my problem and trying to cover the symptoms. You know, unfortunately, a lot of our population has put our doctors and our medical community on a pedestal. Now, let me say this. I appreciate and I love many aspects of our healthcare and medical system in this country. Don't get me wrong. That being said, when it comes to finding and pinpointing the true cause of headaches, migraines, and pain, we do a poor job at best, because we really don't have a healthcare system when it comes to ongoing pain, ongoing migraines, ongoing headaches. We have a treatment system to treat your symptoms. And each individual type of doctor or therapist that you go to, sure, each of them has their own way that they are trained to treat your pain. They each have their own individual way to manage your migraines, to treat your headaches. It's easy to find someone to treat you. But, as many of us know, and I know this from my personal experience, it can be darn right difficult, if not seemingly impossible, to find someone to help us achieve long-lasting relief, long-lasting results by finding and fixing the cause of the problem once and for all. Are you with me so far? So number one, if you don't have the answer to, doctor, do you know with 100% certainty what's going on inside of my body that is causing me to feel these symptoms? And secondly, doctor, is the treatment you're recommending addressing the true cause of my symptoms, or is this just a temporary cover-up? If you don't ask these questions, and secondly, if you don't get a sufficient answer to these questions, you're sabotaging yourself. You are sabotaging your health and the health of those you care about. Don't do it. Today it ends. Stop treating your symptoms. You know, those of you that have seen me before here in my practice in Kansas City, those of you that have read information from me, always see something underneath the name of my business, underneath my name when it appears, and that is, stop treating your symptoms, find and fix the true cause once and for all. It's simple. And by the way, I don't expect everyone to agree with me, but I'm certainly hoping that those of you listening are looking for a long-term solution and not looking to find someone to try something out on you and hope you're going to get the results you're looking for. So I'm going to operate today under the assumption that the majority of you are looking for a long-term solution. Is that fair? That being said, what you've been told may be a lie. And here is the lie that many of us have been told and that many of us are still being told today. And the lie is this. There's nothing that can be done to help your headaches and migraines for good. There's nothing that we can do to fix the cause of your migraines or headaches. We will just have to manage them. Excuse me? My practice, Headache Relief at Last, is a research-based practice, and we use different specialists and specialties all working together for your benefit. In other words, you have to look at your condition from a much broader perspective than just through the limited goggles of one individual doctor or specialist. Every doctor, every therapist, every healthcare provider is trained to look at your headaches, your migraines, your pain only through their specialty goggles. So your family doctor is trained to say, what medication can I prescribe to cover your headaches, your migraines, or your pain? Your physical therapist, your occupational therapist is saying, what kind of therapy can we perform to help cover your headaches, your migraines, or your pain? Your chiropractor is saying, what kind of adjustments can we do to help with your headaches, your migraines, your pain? Each type of doctor and specialist looks at it solely through their specialty, through their goggles. When in reality, rarely, if ever, is there one type of treatment or specialty alone that will address the true cause of your symptoms once and for all. It's the specialists and specialties all working together to benefit you. Doesn't that make sense? Isn't that using a little bit of common sense? Why don't we all work together? Your family doctor, the neurologist, the chiropractor, the acupuncturist, the therapist, why don't we work together for your benefit? And although we're not going to discuss that in detail in this particular episode, the answer is business and politics. Healthcare is a business. Whatever benefits that individual doctor, specialty, practice is usually by far and away what is done. Not always what is best for you and your health. It's sad, but it's true. And by understanding that healthcare is a business, that politics, whether it's the politics of the pharmaceutical industry and their interaction and relationships with the medical community, those things, those political decisions affect your health directly. Don't ignore it and don't pretend that they don't. They do, and it's clear and it's published. So let me just summarize what I want you to know today. What you've been told may be a lie, and that lie is there's nothing that can be done to help the cause of your migraines, your headaches, or your pain, when in reality, the medical and scientific research says otherwise. So what do we know with certainty to be a truth? If we know what the lie is, there's nothing that can be done to address the real cause of your symptoms, it's a lie, what are the truths that we can take away from this and use today to start moving you in the direction toward a long-lasting solution? It's all about solutions. Truth number one. Each type of doctor or specialist probably does not have the entire solution to your problem by themselves. It is multiple specialists and multiple specialties all working together for your benefit. That is truth number one. But sadly, here's truth number two. It is rare to find all of these specialists that are willing to work together for your benefit with all of the political and business decisions of healthcare. This is why I want to provide information to you each week. If I can help guide you and add pieces to your puzzle each and every week, and we can build and assemble this puzzle, pretty soon, the more pieces you put into the puzzle, the more clear the whole picture becomes. Isn't that right? So please don't put yourself in a position to allow your doctor, your therapist to gamble with your health, to try something out and hope you're going to get better. Doctor, do you know with certainty what's going on in my body that's making me feel these symptoms? And doctor, if you know for sure, is the treatment you're giving me really fixing the cause of the problem, or are you just covering up my symptoms? Ask the right questions and get the right answers. Otherwise, go somewhere else. You're in the wrong place. Don't let the business and the politics of healthcare dictate your health and well-being, the health and well-being of those you care about. Use a little bit of common sense and logic to make the decisions that are right. Trust your gut feeling. When we talk next Tuesday at noon Central, we are going to discuss in a little bit more detail common sense, the simple key to achieving long-lasting results. And I want to kind of, in the week or two to come as we wrap up our third season, I want to be able to summarize everything we've covered in the past 10 or 12 episodes and put those together in a step-by-step guide. In other words, something that is, number one, simple and easy to follow for you. Something number two that allows you to customize and personalize a plan that will fit your particular circumstances. Number three, a plan that is based on proven, solid medical and scientific research. Simple as that. It's all about solutions. Nothing else really matters. As I say each and every week, I recommend any questions, any concerns, please do send those to me personally. I will address those on the air or send a response to all of those that I can. You can send your questions or concerns to drscottcanhelp@gmail.com. drscottcanhelp@gmail.com. I thank you so very kindly for listening. I am sincere about that each and every week when I say that. Do not let yourself become a scientific experiment. Do not let yourself become a guinea pig. Use common sense. Use logic. And ask the two questions that are absolutely critical to the health of those you care about and to your health. I wish you the best. I look forward to seeing you next Tuesday. And here it is. The information presented in this broadcast has been provided solely for educational and entertainment purposes. It is not intended to substitute for the advice of your personal trusted physician and healthcare provider. Thanks again for listening.